Welcome to Breakout Radio Church with Dale Gentry, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, inviting people from around the globe to worship with us. This service is replayed every weeknight on BPN Radio at 8 p.m. Central Time. Just go to www.bpnradio.com. Now here is Dale Gentry.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. It's time for Breakout Radio Church. Welcome to those of you who are joining us across America and around the world. And we are responding this morning to the words of Jesus, who said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, every person. So here we are on this Sunday morning, reaching out to people all over the world via internet radio on bpnradio.com. And other stations as well as kjak.com in Lubbock, Texas. We're so delighted to have you here at Breakout Radio Church. And we are a house of prayer for all nations. And we're absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout Radio Church here on this Sunday morning in October, connecting a community of believers across America and around the world. You too can be a member of a worldwide church. And after my sermon this morning, I'm going to give you more information on how you can become a part of Breakout Radio Church, this worldwide congregation. So welcome today. And remember, if you need prayer or someone to talk to during this broadcast time, you can contact a member of our church leadership team who is ready to visit with you in our meeting room this morning. We have a brand new website. All you do is just go to breakoutradiochurch.com, and you are in breakoutradiochurch.com, and then click on the meeting room. Someone will be there to visit with you, pray with you, discuss things with you during the broadcast and for a few minutes following our service today. So Gene Gentry here is in church with me today, and Gene, it's great to great to be a part of Breakout Radio Church.
Yes, it is. Good morning, Breakout family. So glad you could join us this morning. And it's going to be a great day today.
It is going to be a great day. And Gene and I are so excited about pioneering this new work for those people that are not connected to a local church. You don't have a pastor. You don't have a shepherd. We're here to work with you. And this is a new work. We've got a lot of experience, 50 years of ministry experience this summer. And we pastored 22 years churches across America. So we're delighted to be pioneering Breakout Radio Church. Okay, let's pray. And then we're going to have some praise and worship. Father, we are so very, very thankful so grateful to have this congregation of people joining us here at Breakout Radio Church all across America and around the world. People that are on the go today, maybe they're confined, maybe they're working, maybe they're driving down the road, whatever it may be. Lord, we know that they can hear our voice, and we know that faith comes by hearing. We just pray that you would anoint this service today, Breakout Radio Church, or those who may be listening to this broadcast on a replay throughout the week. We just pray, Lord, that you would mightily anoint in Jesus' name. Anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, our hearts to receive. And may this be a great day, Lord, as we preach on spiritual warfare today. It's going to be a great day. And Lord, we just praise and worship you today and honor you and ask that you bless this service today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, Gene and I are glad to have our spiritual son, Godfrey Bertola, that's leading the praise and worship today. So here he comes and here we go, lifting holy hands, and let's praise and worship him.
I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to my God. I will listen for his voice. I will listen for his voice.
Yes, I will set my face.
I will set my face. mind, a revealer, my healer, my strengthener, repairer, refiner, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God. Forerunner and finisher, my conqueror, deliverer, restorer, my hammer, my fire, uniter, redeemer, my Jesus, my Savior. We'll be right back. don't quit like man is strong. Hey. To crush up every nation. Yes, they will. And sing with you this song. Hallelujah. 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 Uplifted are the gates of brass.
Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you, magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we are so very, very thankful today, Lord, that you are at work in our lives. And we are grateful today that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. I want to read that today. The Bible says in the book of Second Corinthians chapter 10, here's what it says: for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. No one has to tell us today that our nation is at war. I'm not talking about just a physical war. I'm talking about a spiritual war. There is a war going on for the heart and soul of the United States of America. And we know that this year's election is going to be the most important election in my lifetime and your lifetime. And there is a call, as I preached a couple of weeks ago, there is a call for every Christian to respond, to register to vote, and to vote, because we know that the next Supreme Court member and maybe the next two or three Supreme Court members will be nominated and appointed during this next administration. And things could change for the course of this nation for many years to come. There's a spiritual war going on in our nation. We're seeing our nation in a moral downfall as we have never seen before. Who would have ever thought it? But we know that we are a nation and at war, but we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That's why Paul said in Ephesians 6, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness, a host of wickedness in high places or heavenly places. Therefore," he said, "take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your waist, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, watching, praying always with prayer and supplications of the Spirit, being watchful to this and with all perseverances and supplication for all the saints. So we do not wrestle against flesh and blood today. We are in a spiritual warfare. There is a war going on, and it did not just begin yesterday or last year. You know, I was reading this morning from Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, and it says, "War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, and they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, 'Now salvation and strength, the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused him before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death.'" So we find that Lucifer, he tried to ascend to a place where he wanted to be on an equal plane or equal basis with God. But God, Jehovah God, would not permit it. And Lucifer, who later became Satan, he and a third part of the angels were cast into the earth. They are not bound. They are not in hell. They are on this earth. And they have come to steal, kill. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, "The thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy." So you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Satan is out to steal, kill, and destroy. What is he out to destroy? He's out to destroy as many people as he can. He's out to come to churches and bring division to churches. And he's out to destroy your home, your family, your kids. Your marriage is under attack. Your finances are under attack. And your job is under attack. Your business is under attack. And we know, of course, as I said, this nation is under attack as we come to election time. But we know that there is power, for he has given us power. And he said, after you receive the Holy Spirit, you shall receive power. You're going to tread upon serpents and all sorts of demonic forces that have come against you, because he has given us power and authority, not in the realm of the physical, but in the realm of the spirit. And so today I am praying for those of you that are under attack. Maybe your health is under attack. Maybe you've been in pain for weeks or months or maybe even years, and your health is under attack. Maybe you received a bad report from the doctor. Maybe you received a bad report from the lawyer to let you know that someone that you love is suing you or taking you to court. Or maybe your husband is filing for a divorce or your wife is filing for a divorce. We must understand that there is a war going on, but there is power in the name of Jesus. And there is a power in the blood of Jesus. And so we must learn to fight. I'm talking about fight in the realm of the spirit with our helmet of salvation on, our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shoes of peace, our shield of faith, our sword of the spirit, watching for the saints and praying in the Holy Ghost. Because we know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. But we must learn to fight. We cannot always make nice. We cannot always be nice when it comes to warfare. And how do I know when I'm under attack? Well, when things go wrong in your marriage, when things go wrong with your children, when there's division in your church, when people are coming against you on your job, there's all and you're getting bad reports about your health, about your marriage, and your husband or wife tells you they don't love you anymore, they don't want to be with you. We know there's war going on, and we need as Christians, as believers, as sons and daughters of God, we must be able and willing to respond in the realm of the Spirit. We cannot fight in the flesh, because that is not where our strength is. Our strength lies in the anointing of the Holy Spirit that dwells within. And so when we get under attack, we must be very bold. We must be very bold. The Bible said in the book of Acts, when the citizens, those in charge, saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were not just any ordinary person or persons. They perceived that they had been with Jesus and there was something going on. And we must understand that when attacks come, when Satan begins to attack, that we must stand for what is right. We must stand in the face of all adversity. Nehemiah said to the children of Israel, when the forces of darkness begin to come against them, he said, you guys have got to stand and fight for your sons and fight for your daughters. Gina and I remember that, you know, we raised our children in church, taught them the way they should go. But when our son was 16 years old, went through a time of rebellion, and we knew there was a spiritual war going on. And one night, about midnight, I got a call from the police department. They said, Pastor, your son is down here and we have him in jail. I said, what is wrong? And they told me what the problem was. So at midnight, I got into my car and I went to the police station. And as I was driving there, there was a voice that said to me, you are going to lose your son. Your son is going to cause you major problems all the days of your life. And the Satan began to tell me about how much destruction that he was going to bring to our son. At that moment, I forgot that I would have to be preaching to a congregation of people, hundreds of people, in just a few hours. There's a lot of things I forgot about, but one thing I did remember, that Satan was trying to destroy my son. And, you know, Satan wants to destroy your children. But you as parents must realize that your children did not come into the world to be servants of the devil, to be certain servants of Satan. That's why you must train a child in the way they should go. And when there is correction, you must correct them. But also you must be willing to do spiritual warfare on their behalf. And you do spiritual warfare by getting a word from God concerning your situation, concerning your marriage, concerning your church, concerning your ministry, concerning your job, concerning your business, concerning your health. And then, as Paul told Timothy, you do spiritual warfare with a word that you have from God. That's why you need an unmovable, unshakable, undeniable word from God concerning your situation. When the devil comes to fight you, to steal, kill, and to destroy those things that are very near and dear to your heart in life, then you need to say, Lord, I need a word. Maybe you already have a word concerning the situation. So as Gene and I prayed, God had given us a word that our son would work with us full time in the ministry. And so Gene and I did not lay down, roll over, and just say, well, we've got to go to a counselor here. We begin to do spiritual warfare. There is power when a husband and a wife begin to agree together in the name of Jesus. And so we put on our armor of God, and we begin to declare, Satan, you cannot have our son. Our son will be a mighty man of God. He will work with us in full-time ministry. He will serve you and live for you. And we went to war, and we prevailed. We did not prevail all at once. It took a while, but we continued to do spiritual warfare to declare in the name of Jesus that Satan could not have our son. And today, of course, our son is in ministry. He's a youth pastor. He works with the homeschool movement. And for several years, our son Rick Gentry worked with us in the church that we were leading, pastoring, shepherding. And one time he had an office right across from ours, Rick Gentry. And so you must not give in, give out, or give up, but you must fight when Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Many years ago, Gene and I were pastoring a church, and we received a call about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there was a lady's voice on the other end of the line, and she was crying so loudly that we could hardly tell who she was. And I finally said, "Who is this? Who is this?" And then when she finally quieted down a little bit, I recognized her voice, and I said, "What has happened? What's going on?" She said, "My husband has left me for another woman." And these were members of our church. I was their shepherd. I was their pastor. Every Christian needs a shepherd. Every Christian needs a pastor. You know, we refer to a lot of pastors now refer to themselves as leaders. I need a pastor. I have a pastor. I talked to my pastor this morning. I talked to him on the phone, and he prayed for me and encouraged me. And I heard his voice. I need a pastor. I may not be able to see their face all the time, but I need to hear their voice, because we know that faith comes by hearing. And I don't need just a leader. I need a shepherd. I need a pastor. A shepherd is one that leads and guides. A shepherd is one that is a member of the clergy who provides spiritual care. This is what Webster said. A shepherd is one who provides spiritual care and guidance for a congregation. I have a congregation of people that is across America and around the world. You say, "Well, how can you shepherd a group of people across America and around the world?" I can do that by radio, by hearing my voice, by phone calls, by FaceTime, by the Skype. There's so many different ways now. By texting, there's so many ways that I can contact people. And Gene and I realize that we are shepherds. And even though we have served as a prophetic voice for many years in America, most everyone refers to us as pastor, because we pastored churches for 22 years, and now we are pioneering this church for people that don't have a shepherd. They don't have a pastor. There's a lot of pastors that are joining Breakout Radio Church because they don't have a pastor. They're pastoring churches, but they don't have a pastor. And so a pastor is a minister in charge of a Christian church or congregation. That's what Webster says. And so there are so many people that do not have a shepherd. They do not have a pastor. And they may be even attending a church where the pastor does not know their name. They never are able to touch him. They're never able to contact him. And, you know, so many people are crying out like David did. David said in the book of Psalms that no man cares for my soul. And so he was crying out for the shepherd. He was a shepherd, but he did not have a shepherd. And he was crying out, "No man cares for my soul." And so today, Gene and I want to be faithful to shepherd people and to care for people and to have their phone numbers and then being able to contact. And we're pioneering this church. And there's so many people that are Christians, but they don't have a church. They do not have a shepherd. They have no one that knows their name, no one that they can reach out to. And so we know that a shepherd is more than a leader. A shepherd is one that gives guidance and direction and cares for people and prays for people. And so we were shepherds in that particular congregation many years ago. And the lady was crying, and Gene and I got our clothes on, got out of bed, got our clothes on. We said, "We'll be right there." So in the morning time, we went to the house, and she was crying there sitting on the sofa. And we began to pray with her, and we began to reach out to her and try to comfort her as much as we possibly could when they had children. And he had left his wife and his children. You know, Satan has come to destroy your marriage. There are women out there that wants to seduce your husband or seduce your wife. Or there are things that Satan has come to break up the marriage. Abraham Lincoln said, strong homes make a strong family, or weak homes make a weak, strong homes make a strong nation. Weak homes make a weak nation. And there is an attack against marriages today. There's an attack against families and churches. And so we knew there was a war going on, but we were interceding. And then after we began to contact her for a few days, the Holy Spirit began to put this spirit of boldness in my heart. And I called her up one day and I said, I know that your husband is going to come back and get his clothes. I know he will come back and get his boots because he loves his boots. And I said, when he tells you that he's coming and gets permission to come back in the home, because by that time things had gone really awry, upside down, I said, he'll come back. He'll let you know. And when he does, you let me know. So one day she called me and said, Pastor, I just heard from my husband. He's coming to get his clothes. And I said, I'll be right there. And so I made my way to the home and I beat him there. And when he came in, I was sitting there. And even though he had called me pastor for many, many years, he did not call me pastor. When he came in, he addressed me as preacher. He said, hello, preacher. There is a difference in somebody being your preacher and somebody being your pastor, your shepherd. And so that's why that I did not require when I was a pastor, I didn't require people to call me pastor, but I knew that pastor denoted who I was. It was the title that I was a person who was watching over them and praying for them, who was concerned about them, who was willing to go to spiritual war if necessary for their protection. So he addressed me as preacher. He went in and got his clothes. I heard him in there getting his clothes, and I was sitting there. He was quite surprised that I was there. And when he started back toward the door, suddenly I sprang up and I stood between him and the door. And I knew at that very, very moment that we were in a very spiritual warfare. And he looked at me with both hands full of his clothes. He looked at me and I said to him, you are not going to do this. You are not going to leave your wife and your children. And he looked at me and he said, with deep anger in his eyes, he said to me, preacher, if you don't move, I'm going to hurt you and I'm going to hurt you bad. At that moment, I was saying on the inside, God, if you've ever helped me, you better help me now, because this man was a big man towering over me. But I knew that greater was he that was in me than he that was in the world. The spirit that was in him eventually had to submit to the spirit that was in me. And I knew that I was anointed to stand there. And I said to him, you're not going to do this. And he threatened me, but I stood there looking at him and there was war going on. But I remember there was war in heaven thousands of years ago. And Satan was defeated by the power of the Holy Spirit. He was cast out. I remember reading that Satan was under our feet. And so I declared in the name of Jesus that he could not leave and do this. And suddenly the Spirit of the Lord came into the room. And this big man, this husband, he fell on his knees with clothes in his hands, and the clothes went everywhere. And he suddenly began to cry out, oh God, oh God. And he began to cry out to God, and he began to ask God to forgive him. and I saw a sight to behold as this man ran over to his wife who was sitting on the sofa, put his head in her lap and said, could you ever forgive me for what I've done? Would you please forgive me? And there was weeping and there was crying and there was wailing that went on in the room that day. And I witnessed an incredible victory in the name of Jesus. If I had done nothing, if there had been no spiritual warfare, that couple would have gotten a divorce and those children would have been without a father. But to that day we won. And that has been years ago. And today that man, that couple is still together. And today they're still attending the same church. And today he is preaching the gospel. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that there is power in the name of Jesus. For God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. There is victory in the name of Jesus. And I don't know what's going on in your life today, those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church, but I'm here today as a shepherd in your life, as a pastor in your life, as a spiritual father to pray for you and declare that everything that is formed against you by Satan can be broken at the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. And I declare that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. And I declare that God wants to give you a breakout today in your church, in your marriage, in your ministry, on your job. Somebody said, why do you call this breakout? Because the Lord gave me this word many years ago after leading prayer at the White House, 1995, from Micah 2:13. It says, the one who breaks open will come up with them. They will, with the Lord at their head, they will break out. And so I'm telling you that God is a breakout God. He's come before you to break open the situation and to break you out of every challenge and difficulty that has come against you. So don't give in. Don't give out and don't give up. For God is at your side. He has come. And I'm going to do some spiritual warfare with you today. I'm going to do some spiritual warfare praying with you today in Jesus' name. Are you ready? Are you ready? Those of you that are in a war, those of you that are in a battle today, and Satan is out to destroy your marriage, your children, whatever it may be. I'm going to pray for you right now. Are you ready? Are you ready? Put on your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, your belt of truth, your shoes of peace, your shield of faith, your sword of the Spirit. We're going to watch for the saints, praying in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I just pray for every person who's under attack. Their health is under attack. Their marriage is under attack. Their children is under attack. Their emotions are under attack. Their peace of mind is under attack. Their finances are under attack. There's no pressure like financial pressure under attack. Jean Gentry is here with me at Breakout Radio Church today. In 2004, she was diagnosed with cancer. But we had a word from God. And the word was that this is not malignant. We went to spiritual warfare, and we began to declare the word of the Lord. And even though the doctor said it was malignant, we declared that it was not malignant. And eventually, Jean was healed, and 12 years later, she's still cancer free. But we had to do spiritual warfare, and other people did spiritual warfare with us. So I declare that whatever's going on, I'm asking God to give you a word, that you stand on that word, whatever it may be, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you right now. I bind all spirits of fear. I bind all spirits of intimidation. I bind all spirits of giving up, giving out, giving in the name of Jesus. And I declare in the name of the Lord that you are more than conquerors. In the name of Jesus, I break every attack of the devil upon your life now. In the name of Jesus, and I release healing, and I release unity, and I release peace, and I release comfort, and I release victory in the name of Jesus against every attack of your life. And I declare that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. And you must be bold today, and you must declare, I will not allow Satan to steal my wife. I will not allow Satan to steal my husband. I will not allow Satan to steal my children or my business or my job or my church or my ministry, whatever it may be. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can you praise him with me right now in the name of the Lord? I declare victory in your life in Jesus' name. And the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord has come to bring victory to your life in the name of Jesus. And I want to pray right now. I want to pray right now for those of you. I want to pray right now for those of you that don't know the Lord. You're not a Christian. Maybe a backslider. Maybe you're away from God. You don't know the Lord. I pray for you right now. And if you want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you can accept the Lord right now by just saying this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you arose on the third day. I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Come into my life. Come into my heart. With your strength and your help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if you are not connected to a local church, I do believe in the local church. I'm a member of a local church. And I've preached in local churches for 50 years. I believe in the local church. But if you're not a member of a local church, not connected to a local church, if you don't have a shepherd, if you don't have a pastor, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can become a member. If you just look there on the homepage, bpnradio.com, and you can register your membership. You can become a member of the Breakout Radio Church. We'll watch for you, pray for you, care for you. And you just click on that link, fill out the information. And then there is a submit button. And you submit your membership. We'll be in touch with you. Last night I was holding in my hands the members, the names of the members of Breakout Radio Church, praying for you and asking God to bless you and to care for you and help you. And so we love you. We love you today. And we're so thankful to have you a part today of Breakout Radio Church. God bless you. It's an honor to have in our service today a man that I've been in a relationship with since 1987. And he's coming today to receive our Sunday tithes and offerings. Pastor Tom Peters, it's good to have you at Breakout Radio Church today.
Well, God bless you. It's great to be here. And I just want to share a thought from the scriptures with the listeners today. And that's in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 6. Now listen closely. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. So Brother Dale teaches, and you're the one who's being taught. And it's telling you to share in all good things. So that's the word of the Lord for you today. So as we prepare our tithe and offering, whatever God is speaking to you to give today, then you need to realize you're honoring the scriptures by doing that, by sharing all good things. But now here's what the next verse says. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. So that means if you sow a smile, you'll reap a smile. If you sow kindness, you'll reap kindness. If you sow mercy, you'll reap mercy. If you sow finances, you're going to reap finances. That is a spiritual law. And you say, well, you know, I've given before, and I just haven't seen the return that the Scripture says I'm going to receive. Remember this about giving. Giving to God is not an overnight get-rich scheme, but giving to God is a lifestyle. When you give daily unto the Lord, then what you're going to do, that is a lifestyle, and you're casting your seed upon the water, and it's going to begin to return to you, if it's a lifestyle, return to you on every wave. And here's what the Scripture says. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. God promises a due season. Your due season could be right around the corner. Your due season could be Monday. Your due season could be when you're expecting that those finances to pay the bills this week. I mean, it can come at any time. That's your due season. And that is determined by God when you honor His word. So today I want to encourage you, make your checks out today to, now listen closely, P.O. Box 91985. That's not the zip code now. That's the P.O. Box number. 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709 is the zip. Or you may want to use your credit card, debit card, or PayPal by going to the website, bpradio.com, and use the donate button at the bottom of the page. Let me say that one more time. If you make out a check, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, zip 78709, or you can use your credit card, debit card, or PayPal by going to bpradio.com and use the donate button at the bottom of the page. God says if you bring your tithe and offering into the storehouse, your storehouse is wherever you're being fed. God said there'll be meat in my house, says the Lord. What does that mean? That means there'll be meat there, or there'll be that which is necessary to carry this program around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we want to encourage you today to understand if this is your ministry and you are bringing your tithe and offering, there's meat being stored up in the house, not just laying around somewhere, but to send out over the airways. And so you say, yeah, but I'm sitting at home. Well, whenever Brother Dale speaks, you go with him. Whatever country he's going into, wherever this radio program is going, then you're going with him. So I want to encourage you, don't just think of yourself as just tuning in once a week and listening to somebody on the radio, but think of a man who is sharing with you the good word of God. And it says, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. So let me pray with you today and believe God that there's going to be a harvest coming in on that which you are giving. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for touching the listeners today, stirring their hearts, helping them to realize the truth of your word. This is a spiritual. Whatever we sow, we're also going to reap. Let them get that into their spirit today. So thank you, Father, for blessing them abundantly. We ask it all in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so very, very much. Pastor Tom Peters, my longtime friend and pastor for 40 years at Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida. So good to have you in the service today. Love you and your wife, Mary Ann. What a blessing you are. And once again, if you're giving today, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries, and that is P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And if you are using your card, then you can go to bpnradio.com. Most of you are already there, bpnradio.com, and there's a place to donate at the bottom of the page. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, and we would be so very, very thankful. I want to give you just a few moments to give, and then I just want to speak a blessing over you and to all of the Breakout Radio Church members. We appreciate your faithfulness because, you know, this is how Breakout Radio Church is supported, by the tithes and offerings of our church members across America and around the world. And so just want to give you a few moments to make your checks out or go and fill out the information on your credit card. And while you're doing that, I just want to remind you that we are also praying and participating in the devastation in Haiti. We are partnering there with a wonderful lady named Miriam, and partnering to, she's been going to Haiti for a long time, but Hurricane Matthew has left devastation. In the mountains where she ministers, there's about 140,000 people, one doctor. She's taking food and supplies, and we had her on this week and on BPN Radio encouraging people to give. We sent money. And we're partnering with them. We're partnering with a lot of people, and we would appreciate your giving, your finances, your faithful contributions to help support Breakout Radio Church. And once again, if you're not a member, you'd like to be a member. You need a shepherd, a father figure, a pastor, and you're not connected to a local church. You can go to bpnradio.com. And there's a place to fill out a membership card. We'll be in contact with you. Father, we just pray that you'll bless the people now. Bless the people that are giving. Jesus, you said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And Lord, we believe in the law of sowing and reaping, that whatever a man sows, as Pastor Tom Peters said, that will he reap. If we sow sparingly, we're going to reap sparingly. If we sow bountifully, we're going to reap bountifully. Lord, I pray for people today that are faithful, particularly Breakout Radio Church members, faithful with their finances, Lord. We're very, very grateful and thankful, knowing that Gene and I, these past 50 years that we've been in ministry, knowing that we have proven the law of sowing and reaping, that you give us daily bread and monthly fruit. And so I speak blessings in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Remember, if you have a prayer request, we have a prayer line that you can call. If you want to put the prayer line down, prayer line number down, it's open all the time, 918-865-4305. 918-865-4305. 918-865-4305. And you can call, leave your prayer request. If you want to write us, you can write us at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. You can write us at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And if you would like to go to our meeting room, we'll be there for just a few moments after the service. There's already somebody there. All that you have to do is all you have to do is just go out, go to breakoutradiochurch.com, 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 and that will take you directly to our church website. And then if you just click on meeting room, someone is there to answer your questions or pray with you. We are very, very thankful and grateful for the opportunity, to pioneer Breakout Radio Church. It's an unusual church. People go down the road, walking down the road, driving, and they have their radio. Remember, we're also on the TuneIn network. And also at 10 o'clock this morning, Central Time, we'll be on KJAC Radio. That is in Lubbock, Texas. And you can tell your friends to tune in at KJAK.com. KJAK.com. And that, of course, is at 10 o'clock this morning. This This service will be rebroadcast every night at 8 o'clock, with the exception of Saturday night, every night at 8 o'clock on BPN Radio. Every night at 8 o'clock, you can tell your friends to listen in. Every night, 8 o'clock on BPN Radio, and you go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Well, I want to pray a pastoral blessing over you right now. In Jesus' name, Father, I just pray for everyone that is listening, that everyone that is listening today to BPN Radio, and everyone that is attending Breakout Radio Church, a church designed for people that do not have a shepherd, do not have a pastor, and those that are not connected to a local church across America, many shut-ins today, many confined, many having to work today, many in transition, many that are just not connected. We pray for you right now. And Gene and I speak a blessing upon you in Jesus' name. We ask, oh God, that you bless those that are attending Breakout Radio Church today, that you would bless them mightily. Bless them mightily. Your will, plan, and purpose be done in their lives. We ask, oh God, that you set up divine appointments and divine connections for them. Those that may be without a job, I ask, oh God, that you give them jobs. Those that are suffering financially, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name for income, a steady income. I pray for those who are suffering, those who need healing. Lord, I ask that you heal them in the name of Jesus. You said you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I speak a blessing upon them right now in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask, oh God, that you bless the other churches that are on BPN Radio today, and bless those that are on today, Michael Schonborn, and those who are helping today, those in the room that are ministering to people, Darla Gentry and Cheryl Ortiz. Father, we're so very, very thankful, Lord, for our team. Thank you for our workers. And bless those, oh God, that that have a dream, because we believe that dreams really do come true. Well, thank you for coming to church today at Breakout Radio Church. Dale and Gene Gentry here. And however we can help you, our email address is breakoutradiochurch@gmail.com, Breakout Prayer Network @gmail.com. And we want you to have a wonderful Sunday. We want you to know that Jesus loves you, and we love you too. God bless you.
You've been listening to Breakout Radio Church. For more information about this worldwide ministry, go to www.bpnradio.com. Join us again next Sunday morning at the same time for Breakout Radio Church.